Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The San Antonio Food Bank is looking at its warehouse being emptied in just a few weeks. The incredible amount of demand is absolutely more than what is being donated. Meanwhile, people are asking for help at an unprecedented level as their jobs are being cut in the COVID-19 economic crisis. We're going to get back to gardening in just a few minutes, but first I want to bring in Eric Cooper, the CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank. And Eric, great to have you here.
Hey, good afternoon, David, and thanks for being the voice of our community.
No worries. You're doing so much work right now. Give me an assessment of what things look like right now with the food bank.
Well, pre-COVID, the food bank was meeting the needs of families in their time of struggle, and we'd see about 60,000 people each week. We would procure food from really the whole supply chain, from farmers and growers to food manufacturers, great grocery retailers like HEB, and then restaurants, hotels, and caterers. I mean, we would just get food from those that had it to those that needed it. And with the onset of COVID-19, we've actually gone from feeding 60,000 people a week to 120,000 people a week. And the supply chain that we typically get the donations from is struggling. So we're actually bringing in just a little bit less than we normally would, and then feeding twice as many people has really created this gap. So we're leaning on everyone we can, and it's the first time for us to make this kind of an appeal to the state of Texas to say, look, we really need help, and we're going through about 171 semi-truckloads of food in a four-week period. And just to get ahead of this, could you get us some relief and actually purchase food for the food bank that we'll be able to distribute then to families in this COVID-19 crisis?
So you're asking, what is it, for a grant, from an emergency grant from the state?
That's correct. It's a state of Texas assistance request. And like I mentioned, the first time that we've done it, we do a lot of partnering with the Health and Human Services Commission, with the Texas Department of Agriculture. We run nutrition programs in addition to the philanthropic work that we normally do to provide food. But it's this urgency of seeing our inventory declining and the deposits not meeting the withdrawals. And it's just a tough place when the demand is just far outpacing the supply.
I have a question from a phone caller. And Edward, thanks for calling in. Edward, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask, what is the best way that just a citizen on the ground can help? What do we need to bring to the food bank? Do we need to everybody in San Antonio pitch in $10, or do y'all need cases of ravioli and diapers? I mean, what's the best way for us as citizens and not just state?
All right, we're having a problem with our phone lines right now, and we just lost Eric Cooper. We're getting him back right now. Many people are coming together to rally around the food bank and to support them in different ways. We do know that HEB has provided over $1 million, several million dollars, to the food bank to get to help prop up the food bank in this time. And Eric Cooper, are you there now?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard the call or not, but he was saying, what can the general public do to help the food bank?
Well, thank you. And there's several things that could be done. We are in desperate need of volunteers, but you need to be patient, as in the COVID-19 protocols, our group sizes have been reduced to keep our volunteers safe. To learn how to volunteer, just go to our website at safoodbank.org. I think we're announcing this week just an opportunity for our community to come together in unity and really fasting and prayer. These are some unprecedented times, and we need all faiths to really lean in and offer prayer. And those that would like, if they'll join us in a citywide fast on Good Friday and maybe think about the money they would have spent on those meals, if they would like to donate that to the San Antonio Food Bank. Again, they could do that online. at safoodbank.org, or they could donate to one of our partner pantries. There's a lot of nonprofits helping to provide food to those in need. And just the big things is food, time, money, and voice. Those are the four things that we need to operate. We have not been calling on the community as of yet to donate non-perishable food items and food drives, just because HEB and Walmart and other retailers are still, you know, struggling to meet the demands of customers, and we don't want to add any additional demand on those stores. And so pulling it off the retail supply chain and moving back into wholesale, asking folks to just donate money is the best thing families can do.
Now, as we're having this conversation and we're talking about the incredible strain that the food bank is under right now, I don't want the takeaway for some people listening thinking that I can't go to the food bank for help. You're still able to provide support, aren't you?
David, that's so, so important. I know our community, sometimes when they hear that we're struggling, they don't want to add to that struggle. And so they're tempted not to ask for help. And for any listener, resident, we have food, and we just need you to go onto our website. Again, safoodbank.org. There's a get help button. You'll hit that and just register to get food. We will direct you to one of our distribution sites, and then we'll stay in touch till we get through this crisis. Families that struggle with mobility, again, caution, if you're a senior or disabled and you need a home-delivered grocery box, just go to, again, to the website. If you can't get online, if you lack Wi-Fi, or struggle to get online, you can call our helpline, that number, 210-431-8326. Again, 210-431-8326. You can call, one of our staff can get you registered, and we can get groceries delivered to you. Now, we've had a tremendous amount of requests for that. We've been partnering with Via Trans. Via's been a great partner and helping us get food delivered out, and then also volunteers. So that's another volunteer opportunity. If you've got some extra time and would like to do some homebound delivered groceries, then we can get you on that list to serve. But it has been a bit overwhelming, and I think no one knows when things will change, but we're going to continue to fight hunger and feed hope and do what we can to meet the community's needs. And
sure. And here in South Texas, we're also dealing with the bust of the oil market. A lot of people in the southern counties to Bexar County are dealing with loss of jobs in that area as well. So that's another stressor for the San Antonio Food Bank. But you've had these operations where you do provide food, and people have turned out in mass. So are you having to rethink about how y'all do food opportunities?
David, you nailed it. It's just everything's had to be very fluid and changing. You know, the demand on our equipment, the supply chain, and then COVID-19 protocols. So where these distributions had always occurred, you know, we were serving our South Texas region, but it would usually be a few hundred families, and now it's a few thousand, and so having enough inventory, getting, you know, many truckloads to those distribution sites so that we don't run out of food in seconds. We only run out of food now in hours, and we've really pivoted, and the community has pivoted with us. The volunteers that have been signing up have been patient. They know when they sign up, they get kind of put on a wait list so that then we can kind of mobilize them to where we're targeting the need in the community. And it's been dynamic. We're not only delivering just groceries, we're actually doing meals too. And we've been privileged to partner with Parks and Rec to have multiple meal sites where kids could go. We're collaborating with all the school districts to kind of enhance what they're doing to provide meals to kids through the National School Lunch Program, just really doing some things that are out of the box. And
yeah, to that point, I'm going to get a question in from Jenny. Jenny, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm a delivery driver for Instacart and DoorDash, and I was just listening to the segment, made a $50 donation online and thought to myself, well, there's the money, but they need somebody to go into the store. And just because you mentioned, you know, not wanting to overwhelm HEB and Walmart with the donations, you know, but I just wonder if, you know, a way to help might be to collaborate with, you know, a delivery service, you know, so that you guys can, you know, change your dollar donations into food. I'd certainly be willing to donate my time as a shopper.
All right, Jenny, thank you for the question. Eric Cooper, can volunteers like Jenny be another means of doing this?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We'll have to just try to figure out the logistics on volunteer shoppers. I think the bulk of who we're providing food to are families that really don't have any means at the moment to shop, right? They've just lost their job. Their household budget's tight because maybe their kids are missing those meals. But we are signing up so many families with SNAP. And so seniors, you know, many of them are eligible for SNAP but don't know.
But also, the governor of Texas could put more SNAP benefits on the table, couldn't he?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I think that there's two strategies there's that we understand. There's no disaster SNAP like a typical disaster. It's just regular SNAP. Families that apply are given 2 months with the maximum benefit, and families that were currently enrolled will get some additional dollars. But they will also have the ability, I think, to do some PEBT or pandemic electronic benefit transfer. If we can execute it in Texas, I think it would be a big blessing to those families that had kids enrolled in school getting the National School Lunch Program and are now home. The state of Texas could issue an EBT card worth the value of those meals that the mom could then procure at a grocery store. So she would use that EBT card.
Right, but to be clear, that is not happening yet in Texas. It's happened in other states, but the governor has not made that something here.
Yeah, and so I think the opportunity for us all to really express the desire to get those types of programs started in Texas, because that will alleviate the demand at the food bank. If families have access to those dollars, then they can procure food from traditional retailers, and that takes people out of our line. And if the governor would initiate the PEBT or just, you know, expanding strategies around SNAP, it's still the same eligibility and the urgency that these families have to get groceries is why our lines are longer than they've ever been.
So this STAR grant that you've applied for, this strategic or this Texas Emergency Relief Program, is that something that's going to be ongoing? Is that a one-time thing?
So as we understand it, you can make multiple STAR requests. I mean, our request is just for a four-week period. And, you know, as soon as that 4 weeks are up, you know, we're going to be needing to make another one if the conditions don't change. One of the challenges is that STAR request and the food, we really should have done this weeks ago in getting food authorized for food purchase because as we've seen in our grocery stores, the whole supply chain is struggling to keep up, and it takes 2, 3, 4 weeks to get a truckload of food from a manufacturer. And it's urgent that we get that food purchase in.
And Eric Cooper, I got to let you go, but I want to remind people that they can go to the website for the San Antonio Food Bank, and they can make a cash donation there as part of their Good Friday or Passover observance. You may not be able to get to your house of worship, but you can certainly do some good by supporting San Antonio's Food Bank, which is feeding the people who are in need here in San Antonio. Eric Cooper, I got to let you go. It was great talking talking with you. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue our discussion about spring gardening, about how you can turn your backyard into abundance. Stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.